Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Science of Yes with your hostess, Pam Heath, the Yes Coach. Each week, Pam will speak about the energy of yes and how you can use it to create an extraordinary, prosperous life that you will absolutely love. Pam has spent a lifetime creating and leading transformational programs and is passionate about making abundance available for everyone through the power of yes. Callers are welcome, and we invite you to like Pam's show before leaving the program. So, open your mind and open your heart and be ready to receive what is possible for your friend, the Yes Coach.
Good morning and welcome to the Science of Yes. This is Pam Heath, your hostess, and I'm the Yes Coach. And we're on this show to examine the energy of yes and how you can leverage your knowledge and belief in the power of yes to create an extraordinary, prosperous life by design. I'm a life coach and also a business coach, and I specialize in breaking down the emotional barriers that block you from what you are committed to achieving in life. My background is in personal development, communications, team management, and organization, coupled with years of empowering individuals to achieve their best results. I spent a lifetime as a legal administrator and operations manager, and I also spent many years focusing on leading impactful transformational programs, so I can work with you to enhance your ability to create an extraordinary life that you absolutely love. I call myself a yes coach, and the process I designed I call the science of yes. So you can join me here on my show, and we're going to be having this show twice a month, on the first and the third Monday of the month at 7 a.m. usually. Today we started at 7:30. I'm a little under the weather, so I started a little bit later. And what I want you to know is that you can listen in and find out what you need to take on in your life so you can have it all. You don't have to let your fears keep you frozen in place. You can take on life and everything it has to offer. Say yes. You can visit my website at www.yescoachforyou.com. That's www.yescoachforyou.com. That's yes, Y-E-S, coach, C-O-A-C-H, the number 4 and the letter U.com. You can sign up for a free download of my ebook, Say Yes, 7 Steps to the Life of Your Dreams. Come on my program and get your business going. I can support you. I focus on conscious professionals as well as creative artists. I can help you run your career as a business and not as a hobby. Even if you are currently working full-time and you do your business on the side, I can still support you in getting your business up and running. So to call in and ask me questions, you can dial 323-642-1207. I can answer any questions for you if you're interested in starting a business or if you're struggling in life with a particular issue. You can give me a call. I'm here on Monday morning, and I'm happy to talk to you about taking on your life in the science of yes. So I guess I should take a couple of minutes to just kind of establish who I am. I'm a single parent, and I live in Southern California. I have a son. His name is Anthony. He's 30 years old, and he's an aspiring music producer. There's kind of layers to this parenthood thing. I actually gave birth to 3 children. Anthony is my surviving child. And I can tell you that it's kind of an odd thing to survive your child. If your parents die, you're an orphan. If your husband or your wife dies, you're a widow or you're a widower. What do you say when you lose your child or your children? They're just gone. And when people ask, do you have children? What do you say? Well, I did, but not anymore. Now I only have one. It's awkward and it's weird, and I know the feeling. And if you're struggling with that, I can speak to that because I've dealt with that for going on 12 years now. So what I do for a living is, well, I'm a yes coach. I make a living coaching people in how to build and create extraordinary lives. And if they like, I can also teach them how to start and manage a business. It's kind of my thing. I think everyone should be their own boss. I think everyone should have something on the side. If they're working 9 to 5, they have some kind of revenue stream that they're generating so that if something happens, income still continues to come into their household. I know it's complicated. You know, we still need people who drive the trains and sell the donuts and coffee, and who would do that if everybody was their own boss. I realize that. And it's like I said, it's kind of my thing. I think that people should generate their own income and be their own boss. So that's what I do for a living. I get to do that every day. It's a privilege and an honor to coach people, to support people, to have people live the life of their dreams. So what I do for fun, so I love karaoke. I love lip sync battles. I go to the movies a lot. I love movies, science fiction and fantasy. I read a lot. I play video games. Yes, I'm a gamer. I belong to alliances and guilds, and I have friends in England, Australia, and Canada who I've played with for years and I've never met. I'm a huge, big-time Trekkie, Star Trek fan. I love to laugh, and I love to have fun. I believe in the power of the mind in every sense of the word, and I empower the law of attraction, and I'm a devout Christian, and I practice Nichiren Shoshin Buddhism. And I realize now, that having said all that, that I might have lost some people, sharing all that about myself, opening myself up for judgment and criticism. Whoa, you know, I'm a gamer who practices Buddhism, who's a Christian, and blah, 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 right? It's like, it's okay. It's important, the message of yes. And I'm the messenger. And if I'm not your coach, that's okay. Find the person who produces what you need, who gives you what you require so that you can pay it forward. Whether you admire me or whether you despise me, it's irrelevant. Does this message contribute to you? Can you let it source you? Then go for it. Who cares if I play World of Warcraft? So I have an interesting background. I did go to college. However, I did not pursue a career in what I studied in college. And what I studied was broadcast journalism. So there was a lot of training and development in my creativity and in my communication through writing. But what came next over the next 30 years was I became a legal secretary and then went on to be an administrator and then an operations manager and a human resource expert. I could go on and on and on for a whole nother podcast about that and that whole journey. But eventually I realized that I could leverage all of this diverse experience and expertise. And I began my own consulting company. And I developed a technique that I called Yes Coaching. Yes, at that time, was an acronym for Your Empowerment Source. That's me. I'm one of life's little cheerleaders. Based on the principle that I believe that anything is possible if you're willing to say yes. Yes Coaching has evolved since then into the science of yes. And I provide the strategy, coaching, and support for your life fueled by your unending passion. So just by being a yes, you expand your capacity to have anything you're willing to say yes to. It's not too late. I don't care how old you are. It's never too late. I am convinced timing is always perfect. And everything happens for a reason. So if you're reading, or if you're hearing, or if you're relating to the science of yes, then you're supposed to be. If you're looking for a way to live your life powerfully, if you're searching for the access to power, passion, fun in life, said the science of yes. Did you ask us that? So it all comes down to, you know, people might want to call this positive thinking. I don't relate to this as positive thinking, and here's why. Positive thinking is not as active as becoming someone who is inside the power of yes. Positive thinking is great. Thinking positively, it's great. But this is not about thinking. This is about taking action. Full disclosure, I'm a positive kind of gal. In life, I'm bursting with optimism. I'm one of those kind of people. Everyone knows me, knows that. The glass is half full, every cloud has a silver lining, blah, blah, blah. I will tell you something, though. When you take on the science of yes, you don't necessarily have to have a positive attitude. You don't. I recommend it. Your attitude is very important because it fuels your actions. But the power of the energy of yes is in action, not in thinking, not in feeling. I'm not telling you how to feel. As a matter of fact, I'm never going to address your feelings unless you are a request for coaching around your feelings. The strategy of yes is in taking actions correlate to your commitment and not how you feel about a situation. And that's why I say that this is not just about positive thinking. I've always been a positive person in life. Before I distinguished the science of yes, I didn't really fully understand how to leverage my optimism to get the things I wanted in life. Sometimes things seem to work out for me or manifest for me, almost like magic, like something outside of me and not really caused by me at all. And I can understand why other people who weren't positive could produce better sustainable results than I could. Sometimes when I was experiencing difficult times or tragedy, I couldn't seem to move through them effectively with just my positive vibes and optimism. The turning point for me came when I was going through a significant personal tragedy. So I'm going to share a little bit about my personal life. You know, the intention of the podcast is not to be an autobiography for me, but I want you to understand the pathway that I had on the journey to distinguish the science of yes. The personal tragedy was the death of my firstborn, my daughter Alvesta, at the age of 30. She committed suicide. I was blindsided by that issue. At that same time, I lost my job of 17 years. I lost my dream home due to foreclosure. My car was repossessed. I lost all that would be considered everything. I lost it all. I spent 2 years of my life just treading water, not really going anywhere, not really doing anything, not having any desires or vision, just sort of standing still, literally. I moved in with my mom and her mother, and I stayed in bed for days and weeks at a time. I did nothing. I lived like that for 2 years. Then I woke up from that zombie state. It had been 2 years, and I was just existing. I was not feeling, not wanting, just breathing. I didn't even have money to ride the bus. My grandmother told me that it was time for me to move out. And I realized I couldn't just sit there in her home and do nothing. So I went out and I got a job. And then it wasn't just like that. It was now 2009. There was a recession on. And I'd been managing a law firm in the past. I had a staff of 8 people. And it was like I had this incredible job. And now I had to take whatever job I could get my hands on and end up taking a job as an administrative assistant at a small film production company, and I was lucky to get it. So many people at that time were out of work, and it took me weeks just to find that job. I needed a job so I could move, get my own place, get a car, just get myself together. So I ended up working at a small film production company, as I said, and I stepped into my position, and immediately they began to feel the change. They started out with 19 employees and making small budget films to the tune of maybe $200,000 to $250,000. Within 6 months of my taking charge there, They had grown to 83 employees, two shifts, and they took on their first film with a $2 million budget. I now was their operations manager, and in 6 months, I realized something about myself and what I provided. It was distinguished for me because I got to see it operate in tangible, you know, steps of what it took to build that company. I empowered people to do what they wanted to do. I said yes, and I got them to say yes. A yes environment provides power to whoever wants to tap into it. That insight began a journey which ultimately had me leave my job and start my own business, which I originally called Yes Coaching. And then when I incorporated, I entitled it Strategic Yes Training. I then began to implement the tools and techniques that I developed over the years, and I started to teach them to others. My personal and my professional life began to blossom, and it didn't happen overnight. It took 5 years for me to fully form myself inside of this structure. And during that period, I was doing what the kids these days call couch surfing. I didn't have my own place, so I was couch surfing, staying with different friends and associates. And I was riding public transportation. I was eating fast food, and I was struggling my way to the success I experience now. And my life began to expand in incredible ways. And I wanted to give that away. I wanted to pay it forward to you, to everyone who was available and open to receive it. So when I say yes, I'm not talking about semantics, or I'm not talking about the word yes. I'm not just about positive thinking. I'm speaking of a mindset and how you live your life and who you be and the actions you take inside of all that. If who you be is yes, and what you do is sourced by yes, then what you get is a life of power, passion, and fun. And that's all there is to it. It's not complicated. I call myself a yes coach, and that is who I am. I call my process the science of yes. So I'm giving you access to this philosophy, if you will, to see if you want to take on your life, to enhance it in such a way that you start to manifest what you want in life, everything you want in life. Now, this is something that may be landing like, oh, that's good in principle. You know, that's great to hear. But in practice, in actual practice, life is hard. Life is hard. How am I going to do all that stuff you're talking about? Well, first, before you say that you cannot do something, you know, consider the possibility that you can do anything you want, that you can have the yes, I can attitude, and you can take the action steps to live your life and manifest the life of your dreams. More smiles, more joy, more happiness. That's available to you, and you're actually somebody who's on the hunt for that pathway to the good life, the happy, satisfied, fulfilled life. I mean, if you're listening to this podcast, there's something that's there for you. I can make that assumption because you're here. Well, like me, most of you probably have goals in life, things you want to achieve, ideals that you're formulating, something you want to advance. You have a vision of things you want to put in motion. I want to help you. I want to help you forward, whatever that is, whatever you're up to. I want to support you and empower you to manifest it. And I want you to have fun on the journey. And I want you to get things done. So, yeah, my strategy, my philosophy of the science is yes, is a way to approach life, being a yes in life. You challenge the status quo and you take a stand for your desires, your wants, and your dreams. I've had the privilege as a yes coach, as a corporate consultant, as a professional life coach and a business coach, and as well, I'm a motivational speaker, and I've had the privilege of working with a diverse group of individuals who've wanted to improve their lives and move through their individual challenges. Anything that can hold you back and keep you from having what you want in life. That's my stand for you. And my thing is that I've been completely and absolutely 100% committed to make a difference in life for the people in my life. And so my concern with you and with everyone is that they take on the science of yes inside of their commitment. Their commitment to have life turn out, to have the life of their dreams turn out. And that's where I'm at about it. And that's why I'm sharing this with you now. This show, this podcast, The Science of Yes, is intended to work with you and structure and have you take on your life in this way. You can call in, you can ask questions, you can learn about what I'm up to. But inside of my programs, I give you specific actions, specific structures. I tell you how to go about having your life be inside the power and the value of yes. You can contact me here on the show. I get together every other Monday. So we're here. It's June 3rd, 2019. We're here today. And, you know, we take a week off, and then the following week, the 17th, we'll have another show called The Science of Yes on Monday morning at 7 a.m. Again, today's show started a little later, and I'm probably going to end a little earlier. I am under the weather. I have a cold. You can probably hear in my voice I have a cold. You know, I'm very ordinary. I'm a human being, just like you. I live inside The Science of Yes, but I still get sick. And I want you to know that there is a lot that can be provided if you take your life on in this way. So I invite you to take on The Science of Yes, and I invite you to be somebody who is given by yes. And if you don't know how to do it, feel free to call in. You can call into the show. The number is 323-642-1207. Again, that's 323-642-1207. And we can have a conversation for what's possible. So let's say you're living your life. You might have a full-time job. You might have a network marketing business, something that you do on the side to make money. There might be quite a few things that you're up to, but it's not going your way. It's not happening the way you you are intending for your life to go. That's all well and good. Here's the thing. I'm here to make your life easier. I'm here to have your dreams come true. That's my dream, to have your dream come true. So, you know, I'm offering you the opportunity. You can come onto my website at www.yescoachforyou.com. You can download my ebook. You can get in touch with me. My contact information is on my website, www.yescoachforyou.com. You can reach out. You can find out what's available in the power of the yes energy. I invite you to. I encourage you to. I think that you can have anything you want in life, and if life isn't going your way, if you're struggling, if there's anything going on with you where you think that life could be better, life could be bolder, life could be more powerful, like there's something missing. There's something that when you add it, the things that you desire in life are much more available to you than The Science of Yes can provide it. So that's what I'm doing here. That's what I'm up to. That is what I'm here to offer. So if you'd like to have a personal coaching session, feel free to reach out to me. Feel free to ask me. Feel free to take on your life in the power of yes. In the power of yes, there is an absolute power. power of yes. And another important thing I want to point out is the science of yes is not just about dealing with the obstacles and challenges that life offers. It's also about fulfilling on the incredible opportunities and dreams that you have. So perhaps you've been thinking about going back to school or learning to play the piano or hang gliding and traveling to Europe or other countries, or maybe you have a novel you want to write, or an apartment you want to rent, or a business you want to start. The science of yes will have you approach opportunities in a positive mindset, and you'll actually be excited like a kid in a candy store to take on the actions that are aligned with those commitments. So you inquire into what you want in life, and then you take actions that are correlated with those wants, and you navigate through the obstacles and roadblocks that will surely arise as you make your way to these goals. And that's the process in a nutshell. The science of yes, it's going to take retraining your mind to receive different creative ways that you take on life that energize you, that engage you, that teach you to redirect your thoughts, to tap into your creativity, get you in motion, and keep you in motion in positive, productive ways. Yes is a mindset. It is a mindset, but it's an active mindset. You need to take actions designed to forward what you want in life. You need to be in action for the things you want in life, in action. You need to take action so that the things you want in life become available to you. Manifesting your desires is about taking action. Decide right now what you're committed to. Commitment plus actions equals the life of your dreams. It's not complicated at all. Take positive action, correlate with the commitments you have in life in all the areas of your life. Equals the life of your dreams. Promise. So, you know, one of the things that you'd want to know about me, I teach my philosophy a lot of times inside of movie analogies and musical quotes. It's just the way I am. One of my favorites is from the animated motion picture Aladdin. I haven't seen the live action one that just got released last weekend. I'm not even sure if it has the same music that the animated film had. But the animated film Aladdin, the genie sang a song, which I use in my analogy all the time. Have you seen it? In that film, when Aladdin first finds and rubs the lamp and releases the genie, the genie explains to him that he will grant him 3 wishes. And when Aladdin seems confused, Robin Williams, as the voice of the genie, sings the song, "You Ain't Never Had a Friend Like Me." Now, I won't include all the lyrics of the song because it's not necessary, but the general idea is that the genie wanted Aladdin to know he could have anything he could imagine in life, and all he had to do was ask for it. He now had a powerful friend who would provide anything, a friend like he ain't never had before. So consider just for a moment that Aladdin's genie was singing that song to you right now. Life is your restaurant, and I'm your maitre d'. Then what would you order? Would you be confused like Aladdin was? Or would you absolutely start generating a list of what you would order if you could have a friend like you ain't never had before, who would provide anything you want? The whole point is anything you want for your life is available. All you have to do is be willing to say you want it, ask for it. Now, you might be recognizing that I'm talking elements of the law of attraction, and you're on point with that. I'm a strong believer in and a practitioner of the law of attraction. The law of attraction is the belief that by focusing on positive or negative thoughts, a person brings positive or negative experiences into their life. It is the attractive magnetic power of the universe that draws similar energies together. Even the law of gravity is part of the law of attraction, whether you believe in it or not. universal laws operate on a certain level, and do you live your life by these laws? Simply put, the law of attraction is the ability to attract into our lives whatever we are focusing on, regardless of age, nationality, or religious belief. We are all susceptible to the laws which govern the universe, and there are many laws that govern the universe. The law of gravity is one of them. No matter what you believe, the law of gravity exists, and you live your life inside of it. It's why you don't go and jump out of office windows, because you know that what goes up must come down. The law of attraction is just like the law of gravity. It's a law of the universe, and it operates with or without your belief. In basic terms, all your thoughts turn into things eventually. If you focus on negative doom and gloom, you will remain under that cloud. If you focus on positive thoughts and take the actions correlate to your goals and commitment, you will find a way to achieve them. The law of attraction dictates that whatever can be imagined and held in what you are committed to, then design structures that give you those actions that correlate to that commitment, and you will produce that result every time, no matter what. No kidding. Absolutely. There's a quote that has been attributed to Einstein that I absolutely love. That quote is, "Everything is energy, and that's all there is to it." That's the frequency of the reality you want, and you cannot help but get that reality. It can be no other way. This is not philosophy. This is physics. So the reason that I'm here coaching people and training people and teaching people about the science of yes, I want people to have this available to them. I want people to be able to take on their life inside the science of yes and have anything they want, the life of their dreams. That is what I'm about, and that is what I want, and that is what I'm hoping will get created. Now, today is Monday, June 3rd. Our next show is on Monday, June 17th. I'm under the weather today. I'm sick with the flu, and I'm going to end my show early. My show is normally 1 hour. It's been 30 minutes, and I'm going to end now. I don't have any callers, and I'm going to lay down and get some rest. But before I go, I want to share with you my ebook, Say Yes, 7 Steps to the Life of Your Dreams, is going to be available on Amazon very soon. And you can get it there, or you can download it free by visiting my website at www.yescoachforyou.com. That's Yes Coach, the number 4, and the letter U.com. In that book is the structure for you to take on your life with some very specific actions to take to start living your life inside the power of yes. So this is Pam Heath, the Yes Coach. The Yes Coach. Signing off. Thank you very much. Take care and goodbye.